This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. This podcast takes today's most important tax and business issues and analyzes their impact at the street level for families and business owners. Today's topic, Trump Tax Reform Update. 7 tax forms instead of 1 is simplification? Part of Trump's tax reform was supposed to be simplification. His tax postcard has been making the rounds in the media. Now, when I first heard of it, I fell for the psychological trick that it was. Okay, a postcard. It's small, something that you fill out quickly and put in the mail. Is that what Trump's postcard will give us? Absolutely not. And let me back up for a second and talk about the state of filing tax returns. For almost 30 years now, there has been the ability at some level to electronically file a tax return. So because of that, the size of the tax forms really do not matter unless we're going to regress back to a time where people are going to be forced to paper file their returns, right? I can't see this happening, so it doesn't matter if the tax form is the size of a postcard or the size of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Trump mentioning the word postcard can severely mislead the public in this case. So as I like to do on this podcast, let's really look at the facts and get rid of all partisanship and any thought of the political left or right. I don't care if you like or hate Trump, as those feelings are really insignificant. I have analyzed this postcard, and when I dug deeper, it's actually more complicated and cumbersome to file income taxes now. This is not simplification. To summarize my findings, which I will then elaborate on, this new law takes one form, the Form 1040, and replaces it with 7 new forms. This is far from simplification, and it's going to make filing your taxes harder than ever unless you have the most basic tax situation. For example, let's say you only have a W-2. These new forms will not impact you. But add other nuances such as IRAs, investment income, education credits, business income. The number of forms you are required to complete has now exponentially increased. If you couple these form changes and additions with all of the Trump tax changes, it becomes more important than ever for you to hire a CPA to prepare your taxes from now on. Lucky for you, I know an expert. I have put his contact information on the screen. These tax changes do not lend themselves to having you prepare your own taxes unless you have a very simple situation. But that was always the case. Those with very simple tax situations could do their own taxes. Now you have families needing more tax preparation help, not less. These new extra forms are unnecessary. So what did Trump do in order to create his postcard? First, he needed to take the 1040 and make it shorter and take up less space. He simply took sections off of the 1040 and made new forms out of them. He did not eliminate these 1040 sections or simplify them at all. If you look at the screen, I'm showing you page 1 of the Form 1040 from 2017. You will see a red box around a section, and you'll see that it's numbered 1. This is the first form that they created. They simply took this section and put it on a different form and named it Form 1, which I'm going to show you on this next page. So what does this do? If you have information in that section that would have gone on page 1 of the 1040, you now need to complete the new Form 1 and then flow that net number to the new 1040 page 2, which I just put on your screen. This was also the postcard could be shown to the media. This makes an extra step. This illogical mentality happened 5 more times, which I will show you in the next few slides for Forms 2 through 6. The same thing happened with them. Sections from the existing 1040 were simply cut and pasted onto new forms, not eliminated, not simplified. The next image on your screen is going to be page 2 of the current 1040 with many areas outlined in red. Each of those outlined areas has a corresponding number 2 through 6, and this is the same situation as page 1. You'll see as I scroll through these pages that they simply took sections from the 1040 and created a new form for them. Nothing was simplified. If in the past you had tax information that was entered in any of those 6 sections, you will now have to complete an additional form. 99% of my clients will need at least 1 additional form now, and most will need several. In my 30-year career, these are the most substantial changes to the tax code that I have ever seen. I strongly urge you to make an appointment with me so I can analyze your 2018 income tax situation to see what the implications of the new law are for you and your family. As always, I appreciate you listening to this podcast. I hope you found it informative and worthwhile. Do you have any tax, accounting, or business questions? Please contact me via my website at chriswhalencpa.com. You can also reach me via email at chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and call me directly on 732-673-0510. Thank you again, and I'm looking forward to scheduling a tax consultation with you.